Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I ask you this, Tiki. If you're Robert Saleh and you're Joe Douglas, the two men with the power,
right,
the two men who are making the football decisions right now, and Aaron Rodgers calls you up. Where is he again? Costa Rica?
Costa Rica.
And he's in Costa Rica, and coach picks up, and Aaron's like, yo, coach, what's up? And Robert's like, hey, how you been? And he's like, yo, just want to give you a heads up, want to keep you in the loop. Me and Bobby K. Jr., we're good to go. I'm running for vice president. Will not affect my football. I will be at every practice. I'll be at every game. Just want to give you a heads up. Your Robert Saleh, your response
is anger. It's frustration.
Oh, you're pissed at him?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But he said he's not going to miss the game.
Robert Saleh is coaching for his job this year. Right, there is a lot that needs to get accomplished. Remaking an offensive line is going to be, they're going to need lots of work to get this thing offensively where they want it to be. And if you're Robert Saleh, this is a massive distraction. So, like, do I think this is happening? I'm undecided, but I tend to say no, only because we haven't gotten any kind of reaction from the Jets. Because if Aaron Rodgers was actually doing this, the Jets would know. I mean, I don't think Aaron would just accept this, because we know it's been accepted, right? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, you know, camp said they have asked and the VP has accepted. So if Aaron had accepted, the Jets would have to know, and there would be some kind of statement.
What do the Jets know, though? Do we even know if they know anything?
I don't know.
We don't know if they know.
Because nobody said anything.
They've been very quiet.
There's been no information about this.
But would you tell him to go kick rocks? Like, if you're Joe Douglas and A-Rodge calls you up, same thing from Costa Rica.
No, you gotta do whatever Aaron wants.
So you'd be mad, but you'd have to deal with it.
100%.
Okay.
You're not making Aaron Rodgers do anything. Period. Right? I'm sure at some point during the season, they would have loved to say, hey, Aaron, can you stop going on Pat McAfee? Right? Can you stop being the voice of the team from afar? Because you're not even here. I'm sure they would have loved for him to stop going on, but he didn't. He did what he wanted to do.
So they would.
That's what Aaron Rodgers does.
So your understanding is the Jets would allow him.
They would not. I don't think
to
they would
run
like
for vice
they
president.
Would. How could you like that?
No, not like it. They would allow it. They wouldn't tell
nothing,
him, dude.
There's nothing in his contract that says that he can't, as long as he fulfills the obligations of being the Jets' starting quarterback.
Right.
What can they say?
So the Jets have no recourse besides just cutting him or trading him or doing something of that nature.
Why would they do that?
I agree they shouldn't do that, but I'm asking you, even if they're pissed off, there's nothing they would do about it.
Nothing that they can and would do about it, I think.
Evan, real quick. At what year do you think, we're talking 2025, 26, do you say these words, Aaron Rodgers is a mercenary piece of crap?
Oh, it's coming. It's just as we're not there yet. We're in the midst of this.
I think we're on a fast steamroll towards
it. I think you're right.
By the way,
the hill is starting to tilt downwards.
I'm not denying this will probably end badly.
Four more years.
What I'm telling you is you've got no choice but to write it. And I said very similar things about the other mercenaries that I was in bed with. I wasn't confident. I'm not confident. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to win the Super Bowl and he's going to get the vice presidency or one or the other. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you, and I think it makes a lot of sense, this is their best option because it's really their only option.
I need to ride Aaron Rodgers.
I meant that. And that's what they're doing.